Well, the last piece in today's lunchtime concert takes us back to the Russian theme that's at the heart of this year's festival. It's the String Quartet No. 8 from 1960 by Shostakovich. And this was written while the composer was staying in East Germany, the very same country that Eisler fled to after being denounced by the Americans as a communist in 1948. Well, Shostakovich dedicated this quartet to the victims of fascism and war, and he imbued the piece with his own autobiographical motto, the letters DSCH, which translate to the notes D, E flat, C, and B, making a distinctive and often doleful chromatic motif. There certainly is a dark side to this music. The composer's daughter said that the dedication was imposed upon him by the Soviet authorities, and combined with the onset of illness, the stress upon him made Shostakovich almost suicidal. But it's a gripping work, five movements linked together, concise and very focused. The Borodin Quartet had the honour of playing this piece for the composer in his home, and Shostakovich was overwhelmed by their realisation of his most personal feelings. He simply buried his head in his hands and wept, while the musicians discreetly packed up their instruments and crept out of the room. So let's hear the Eighth Quartet now, played in concert at Sheffield's Crucible Studio Theatre by Ensemble 360.